My brother in my shirt, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Next time we'll wear the same shirt and the hat and we'll be fine. So take my hand. G'day, David.
How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. I see the David Guetta and Sia behind you. I like this.
I have to get this on. This is a kick-ass good song. I'm liking this.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And I like the visual, too. I'm, like, super happy with this 80s vibe.
It's so good, isn't it? It's, like, really, really cool. When I saw it, I thought, yep. That's so cool. Mate, thanks so much for hanging out with us again. It's so good to have you back on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I see we have a similar style. Look at our shirts.
Oh, my gosh. Did your people talk to my people about our fashion?
I'm just missing the hat, man.
Yeah, although I've got bed hair today, so that's why the hat's on. Mate, it's so important that we look out for each other in the time that we're in at the moment. And we want to check, are you doing well with everything that's going on in the world at the moment? Are you coping okay?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm one of the lucky ones because I'm in good health. And also, yeah. I'm not, you know, I don't need to worry on how I'm going to eat next month. Yeah. So I don't complain. You know, this was actually the opportunity for me to focus a lot on making music. And,
yeah.
And I use this time in a productive way. And I also try to help a little bit of people.
Yeah, yeah. And you've done that. You've raised a lot of money. I've got the figures here, $1.5 million for the COVID-19 relief. How does it feel that you're able to fundraise so much to help such an important cause for all of us at the moment?
Yeah, it was really wonderful. Like I was missing playing a lot, and then
yeah,
I wanted to do it big. I was stuck in it was confinement in Miami.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we talked with the city, and especially in the US, there was like a real, you know, they have less helps than we do in Europe.
Yeah.
We did this together with a multiple organization, but including Feeding America.
Yeah.
So the idea was to collect money to help people that really need to eat, you know? So I did this show, and it was so amazing because, you know, it was at really in the full moment of confinement, and I picked a place where people could be on their balconies.
Yeah.
And there was like 1,500 people on different balconies. So it felt for me almost like a real crowd.
Yeah.
And it was so incredible to see the happiness of people. And I realized also how much people need this. People need to party. People need to release the tension. People need to, you know, forget about everything and have a good time. And it was really two incredible experiences. And I mean, we did 50 million views only on my socials. That's like crazy, you know?
Wow. It is a big part of having live music and live concerts and festivals and all that. And that is a big part of your life. How have you dealt with the whole, I can't be live on stage? Yes, I can do it virtually, but realistically, virtually really is not like being live.
No,
so
it's not.
It's like,
I'm not going to lie, you know, I had three experiences.
Yeah.
That were all of them very interesting. The Miami was like, for me, the perfect one, because even though it was virtual, there was still real people on the balconies.
Yeah.
Then Top of the Rocks in New York, and that was like super cool, but it was only people on Zoom. And then I did Tomorrowland virtual festival. And I have huge respect for them. That's why I did it. You know, I thought it was very creative. They did like a full production. So I recorded in front of a green screen, and then they did like a Hollywood post-production, you know, like incredible quality level. But at the end, I missed the real crowd. And
yeah,
I have to say, like, I'm just praying that, you know, in 2021, I'll be able to be back on stage, because I miss this so much, you know.
It's so hard, but it's also important too with music in our lives, because music tells so many stories and it does release that tension that we may have in our lives or some uncomfortable stress. But it is still good though that there is new music coming out, and that's happened to you as well with our Sia. The relationship between you and Sia, 2011 Titanium, was it? Yeah, 2011 Titanium. What is that relationship like behind the scenes? Because we see the music, but tell us that relationship.
It's really fantastic. First, I'm very thankful for her loyalty. You know, we made this record, Titanium, that changed both our lives. We first did it as songwriters and producers, and it was going to be for somebody else. And then I loved it so much that I was like, first, there's no way I'm giving this record away.
Yeah.
And second, no one is going to be able to sing better than you. So I begged her to stay on the record, and she didn't want to be an artist anymore. So, you know, at that time, which is crazy when you think about it. And then, you know, it's been, of course, very positive. And then since, she was always there for me, and I really appreciate this. And, you know, we did some other very successful records together.
Yeah.
And now this one, really, we were both in the middle of confinement. And I texted her, I said, look, you know, I feel like, you know, everybody's so down. We need to make people happy. We need to inspire
Absolutely.
People. And, you know, a lot of people are pointing fingers around against each other. Let's do, you know, like a universal love song, a feel good song. And she was like, yeah, I totally agree. And she sent it super fast, like I think 24 hours, like,
oh, God. Wow. And,
the beast, you know, like, and then, you know, it was actually quite a headache, because she usually, you know, she cuts vocal with her engineer, and she had to do it herself. So she sent me like tons of vocals. It was a little bit all over the place. So a lot of work for me to collect everything and put everything in the right order.
Yeah.
But it was a puzzle. But at the end, I think the result is really, really great. I'm super happy with this record.
It is. It's so good, man. And like we were saying before, the graphic that's behind me now, it's just amazing. And everything you do, how do you come to the point of going, this is it, this is the song, this is the one I'm going to give everybody? Like, how does it start, let alone worrying about, okay, do I get Sia, do I get this person, do I get Kelly, you know, how does it start?
Well, in this case, because she's such an amazing writer,
yeah,
and I felt like, you know, this song had to be really about the lyrics and not only about the music, you know, because it was really something I wanted to share with the world, and she was feeling it too. So
yeah.
So the way we did it, I sent her a simple chord progression, but it was more like a ballad, and she recorded something that was a ballad. And then with production, I turned it into this crazy energetic
beat.
She was actually tripping when she heard it. She was like, I can't believe you did this with the beginning, you know? Yeah, this is the magic of production.
Oh, wow. It is so good, man. It is so good. And it's so good to have you back on the show as well. This is so cool, man. Thanks so much for hanging out, and all the best. And we hope to see you back on the live stage very soon. And Def's back in Australia too, man.
All right. Okay. Good to speak to you, my brother and my shirt brother.
Yeah, yeah. Next time we'll wear the same shirt and the hat and we'll be fine. Thanks so much, David. All the best, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.